the health minister designate Kweku Adjumanmenu says the NPP government is committed to resolving the challenges that has bedeviled the sector. Taking his turn at the appointments committee of parliament, Mr. Adjumanmenu said the commitment by government to pay compensations due health workers cannot be done without clearance from the finance ministry.
Some of our activities are consequential of certain events happening. If we do not get financial clearance from the Minister of Finance, the commitment to pay their salaries, compensation to them, we cannot employ. And I can write, I can follow up, I can shout at cabinet levels, I can seek audience of the president and plead with him to move funds into the area for us to do what we have to do. If all these things are not done, hopefully it will be difficult for me to sit here and say that we'll put them immediately they finish, we'll put them immediately finish. It is just not going to work out. But we have a new regime that is committed to rectify things that we have gone wrong, and it's a challenge. And I believe that we are committed to solve the problem. So we need certain space to look at what is available, what is the real situation like, what we can do quickly, where we can find the money, and then we can move on. And what monies we think can come to the ministry, we can then rule out certain programs, and that is where benchmarks can be defined.
Are you aware that graduate nurses who are 10 out of the investors remain unboosted and are urgent that before the end of this first quarter, they are able to secure financial clearance for them to be posted? Are you able to do that?
What I'm saying, some of them have got my number and they are even calling me, talking to me about their plans. And I keep on telling them that they should wait, just like I'm requesting that they should also wait. So, not until I see what is going on, it's very naive on my part to sit here making promises and pledges. So I think that you have patience a little bit. We are all very concerned and worried, and we can solve the problems tomorrow morning. And that is the bottom line.
On the issue of making teaching hospitals autonomous to improve financing, Mr. Adjumanmenu said the Ministry of Health under his watch will engage the private sector to support in the delivery of efficient and qualified health care, quality health care. He noted that he will take advantage of available opportunity to build on what the previous government started. The health minister designate called for the cooperation of the various groupings under the ministry to ensure better conditions of service.
In the first year, I read about it. Everything that has been done, that is there, you have seen the map. It's some far out things that have started. I call them opportunities that we can tap into. And we wouldn't let opportunities go away. We continue to do things that we can get.
Chairman, he is lucky as minister. I see the chief director of the ministry. You are taking office at the time that for the first time in many years, we have qualified conditions of service for the health sector, thanks to some work that the previous government did. But the Ghana Medical Association, and in particular pharmaceuticals, are still dissatisfied with their rating in terms of access to market premium in respect of the single span. And the Ghana Medical Association, with a very pregnant leadership, expect a take-off of the full implementation of their conditions of service. Can we have your word on that?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Probably, I think I've said that I'm going to the ministry with a position of engaging these associations and labor unions. I've also said that I will have to engage them to a level that they will accept the truth that I will declare on agitations and strikes for at least 6 months. And I believe that I'll have some good people in there. They will give me space. During that period, I will have to say, I will have to consult, I will come to you. I am very much aware that you are part of the modification of the service conditions and all the challenges you started in. I will come for that one. I wouldn't hire you for a consultant. He's a good friend who just advised me for free. You know. So that is what we are going to do there. And I'm saying again that there are challenges. We can't run away from the challenges. Whatever the situation, it's one of us who will go there to solve it. If it's my turn, I will do the best that I can do to try to resolve the matter. And I think that will be it.
Mr. Ajimai Menu also called for both sides of the political divide to do away with politics to ensure improvement of the health insurance policy.
This is an area where we have to take away some level of politics. And together, the two sides, we are representing the people of this country. Look, if it's President Rama or President Wales or President Kufo or President Excellency Nana Addo, whoever makes it work, it's a credit to him, but we are all benefit. And that is why I say that let us face back and let us take away the politics out of health insurance and let us tackle it. The harsh work that is good there will even prompt whoever is going to be there that my police are looking at this very seriously. If I'm not able to do something, I will still continue to use this very harsh way. What will happen to me, the minister? So it's harsh, I must admit, but we will work together to bring it up.
Kwaku Ajimai Menu is a health minister designate.